This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Ty Tuesday. That means Ty Law will join us at around 9 this morning on the New England Patriots and other things. And then I promised that in advance of the election on Tuesday here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, we would have a couple of lively debates on referendum questions that there seems to be some back and forth on. One is question four, which would essentially begin the process of legalizing some substances like psychedelic mushrooms for one who wants to use them medicinally. And the actress Eliza Dushku will join us at 9:20 this morning because she is an advocate for that. Wiggy, of course, is an advocate in general for legalizing it and not criticizing it. Am I right about that?
No, I've never did shrooms, but
I mean, in general, though.
Yeah,
I
don't mind.
Like the whole space.
Yeah, I don't mind.
You're a fan of the whole space.
Yeah, I mean, people, what's the difference between that and alcohol?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was put on the earth for me and you.
Yeah, I mean, no, weed was. I don't know about mushrooms.
Yeah,
I mean,
mushrooms grow from the earth, yeah.
Isn't Jake Plummer a big mushroom guy, too? So I think
Mike Tyson is.
Yeah, whatever works for you. I mean, like I said, if I can walk 50 feet and find a liquor store, then why can't I have some shrooms if I want shrooms rather than, you know, a fifth of Hennessy?
Yeah.
Yeah, my roommate in college is now a doctor who wrote two articles in, like, medical journals about the benefits of hallucinogenic.
Yeah,
I can't pronounce it properly. Anyway, I think it's my fault that we're here because he wanted to escape me every single day, so he started taking shrooms. But I don't even know what you buy. Where would you buy shrooms if you wanted them today? You just call a guy?
You'd have to call a guy today. But I think there are actually, you can find them online, like a weird
Amazon?
Like a weird mail in. Like if you wanted to try to, if you're willing to risk it, I think people will send you. They send them in the chocolates form. I've done them. I mean,
me too.
Kind of like,
oh, you've done shrooms?
Yeah.
I bet they would probably, if they were legalized or in the medical field, like they probably would sell them in cannabis shops. Because in cannabis shops, they have like a medical counter for medical marijuana. Maybe they would be able to sell them in there as well.
I think the morning you used them, we have the audio.
Bruins Thursday here. I mean, they're really kind of just, they kind of just like mellow you out. Really.
It literally feels like you had a glass of wine.
Yeah.
That's what
it's
I think.
Not like I think people think that you take them and you turn into Aaron Rodgers at a darkness retreat, but it's not really like.
Oh, you start seeing little green people.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I have friends that it's hit and they say,
oh,
like,
friends?
The walls are breathing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't like that.
Is that what the guy was on Hall Pass when he pooped in the sand trap?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Yeah, so I'm all for it. I mean, I'm all for it. I don't do mushrooms, but a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. But my whole thing is if you're an adult and you're over 21, you should have the ability to make the decision on what you want to put in your body, whether that's mushrooms, weed, alcohol.
I also think shrooms might be better for you than alcohol as well.
I have no clue.
And
tell you.
I think that it makes you kind of stop drinking. So the hangover the next morning, my friends say, is much better.
And I would just say, Wiggy, I trust Americans like you do. I don't think we'll do anything out of moderation. I think Americans will treat hallucinogenics properly. They'll do it right.
No, they'll do what they do with everything else, but that's on them to do. You know what I mean?
Yep, you're right.
That's their decision.
Well, I mean, the same kind of negative energy was around when the state was considering legalizing cannabis.
Yeah.
Because it seems like that has worked out pretty well, right?
The problem is...
Other than the fact that everywhere you go, you now smell weed and people are smoking it at free random while riding a scooter down Seaport Boulevard.
Well, that's the only problem that, like, you know, and now everybody thinks, like, oh, it's a gateway drug, whatever. Like, people smoke weed and then not a week later they're not going to be booting up 8 balls of heroin. Like, that's like my grandmother's way of thinking and my mother's way of thinking. Stop it. No, my uncle drank a 30-pack beer every single day.
Yeah.
So it's what you do when you're consuming whatever it is you're putting in your body and whether or not you decide to go overboard with it, you know? And that's just people got to be able to make their own, make their own decisions on how much they want to smoke or drink.
Wiggy, you are so right on this. And the other thing is, you know when you're in a hospital, what they put on alcohol?
What? No. What's that?
The skull and bones. Because it's poison.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it's fine. Everybody should have some. But the notion that hallucinogenics are somehow worse for you is nonsense.
Right. Now, here's a text on the Subaru of New England text line, 781 text, that says, don't be dumb. You know people are just going to abuse it, and it's going to be nothing but trouble.
Okay, stop selling liquor.
Right. My whole thing, too, is I feel like people, and Curtis would obviously tell me if I'm wrong, like, you have an addictive personality. And so I don't believe I have one. And so I'm able to drink and not have an issue, or I'm able to take an edible and not have an issue. Like, the gateway drug aspect of it is obviously if you are too young to handle something like that, it can lead to bad things. But if you have an addictive personality, whether it's pain medication or shrooms or weed or alcohol, it can all lead down to the same path.
People can have an addictive personality to food, to clothes, to shopping, you know, it seems like
gambling. Listen,
the parlay princess is
The parlay princess.
It has an addictive personality.
Has an issue when it comes
the
to
parlay
nine,
playboy.
9 and 12 leg parlays. But that's not her fault. Shine, we learned that yesterday on the show, that's not Courtney's fault. That's somebody else's fault.
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights.
Right.
I mean,
you were sold a bill of
what
rights.
What an ass.
I'm wagering.
It sounded so right coming out. And then once Curtis started laughing, I said, I've made an error.
Here's a text. This listener, I really appreciate this. This listener wants to make sure that I understand that we are not talking about mushrooms with a cream sauce.
No.
Yes, God. I'm aware we're talking about hallucinogenic.
Right. Mushrooms. And that whole smoke thing is nonsense too.
People have been, what do you mean?
Like, it's, oh, I smell weed. Listen, we've been smelling cigarettes for 60 years everywhere you go now.
Yeah.
I'd rather smell weed than cigarettes or cigars.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. I don't have an issue with
right.
it. I'm just telling you it's jarring. Because I'm a near boomer.
Right.
So in my day, you had to sneak out back behind Neshoba Regional High School and try to smoke a J, smoke a bone, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't walking around in the public and it smelled like a rope factory fire.
Right. Yeah, you went to jail for it.
Correct, I did. A hard time, really, is what I did. If you want to be clear. Hello, Derek.
Greg, how are you?
What's up?
Speaking of psychedelics, I don't know if you know, but obviously as the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show, I know so many people that are deadheads.
Yes.
And it was very, very sad to hear about the passing of Phil Lesh, the bass player for the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it happened yesterday, but I heard Box of Rain, and I'm wondering, does Courtney and Shime even know that song?
No.
Box of Rain?
So I asked to have that as a rejoin yesterday, and we got into as soon as we were, I think we were talking about Jacoby Brissett afterwards, and so I didn't get to acknowledge the passing of Phil Lesh. But Phil Lesh, I don't think there's too many members of the Grateful Dead that were still alive at this point. And he wrote that song, Box of Rain, he wrote when his dad was passing away, and he was driving to visit. He co-wrote that song, and he was driving to visit his dad, who was in the hospital, and trying to figure out what he could do for him. So we did a brief audio eulogy yesterday. And certainly I would assume that if Jerry Garcia or other members of the Dead were around, they would be advocating in favor of question four, Wiggy.
Yep.
They enjoyed being in an altered state, as some call it.
Yeah, you don't listen. You know what the great thing about living in America is? If you don't want to do shrooms, you ain't got to do them. You ain't got to put them in your mouth. If you don't want to play the parlay, you ain't got to do it. No one's got a gun to your head saying, you better take these shrooms.
Well, people do get concerned, I guess, when it comes to legalizing these kinds of things because it makes them acceptable. They feel like it makes them acceptable to kids see it, and then eventually they will become...
It destigmatizes the danger to it, is what
Curtis,
many people say.
Great way to explain it.
There was a great text, though, that said if you legalize it, then you know how much you're ingesting instead of just getting it from a friend or off the street, and then you have no idea what you're putting in your body. Like, at least if you legalize it, then there's going to be a system in which these chocolates or these edibles are going to have to go through and clear. So if you're buying it from a store, you know how much you can handle or how much is going to affect you, whether instead of just getting it at a party and having no idea and then being on the moon.
Well, the other thing with legal, at least for weed, and that's a great point, Courtney, it's the same way for weed. At least you know there's nothing in it that it's laced with something. Because who the hell knows if you buy it from a drug dealer or something like that, you don't know where the hell what's in it, what it's laced with, that kind of thing. But at least if you go to a cannabis shop, you know everything is on the up and up, you know. And that's another great thing. Though I get what you're saying, Curtis, as far as kids, but it's about you as a parent to raise your kid.
Oh, I was just explaining what Greg meant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, even like for people who use it, it's like you as a parent should be able to raise your kid and say, okay, here's what smoking weed will potentially do or could some of the causes the same way you do with alcohol. Why is it cool? And I don't get this. Why is it cool? I mean, my mother would have never done it, but you see parents out there who are like, oh, you know, my kid's 16, 17. You know, if they want to drink, as long as they're drinking at my house.
My dad did that.
Right. But they won't say the same thing. If they want to smoke weed, as long as they're smoking weed, like, really?
It's a bizarre generational difference. I also think, like, it's not simple, but it's easy to explain. Every addiction is born out of untreated mental illness. That's what it is. You are numbing something in your life that you do not want to feel because of trauma, because of whatever. So if you deal with mental health in an active way, then you should be able to use recreational whatever in moderation. It's not simple, but it's easily explained.
I mean, I'm guessing that Eliza Dushku, when she's on the show at 9:20, will share some of her perspective, which I think is that there are medicinal uses and psychological advantages medically when it comes to taking shrooms.
Oh, like I believe that.
Micro-dosing shrooms. Yeah. So for people who... we'll have to wait until she comes on at 9:20 because I don't want to speak for her. But people who are dealing with anxiety or stress or what have, they level it out a little bit with psychedelics.
I always, I always want it like the other side. I don't do it, but tell me why you don't want it legalized. Like, what's the reasoning behind that?
Well, there are people that are texting in and saying that it's a slippery slope. What are you going to legalize next?
But
cocaine
Greg, that's like can't play Drake May because he's going to get hurt. Other than the low hanging fruit, you could say the same thing with people who drink alcohol or anything like that. Other than, well, it's a gateway drug or it's a slippery slope.
Everything's a gateway drug then. That's what I was trying to say when it's like if you have a personality where one thing leads to another, it's like alcohol can lead you down a dark path. Any type of pain, you get a surgery. I have I have a few friends that unfortunately had surgeries in high school that led them to a pain pill addiction that led them to heroin.
Right.
Like that is just that. Sadly, that is what happens in the world.
But here's the difference. What I say when people say, well, the weed and versus alcohol, I've never seen anybody have weed poisoning like they do alcohol poison.
Well, what about Dino in Saco, Maine, right near the shack, who's texting in and saying the issue is that people operate motor vehicles when they're on these drugs?
Well, they operate motor vehicles on alcohol. My thing is when...
But you're going to make it worse would be the argument. There's going to be more things for people to operate a motor vehicle under.
I mean, but that's not... I look at... I look at it like this with my kids who are adults. If you drink too much, you can have your stomach pumped, alcohol poisoning, something that can kill you. I don't know about shrooms, but I know what. You could smoke a ton of weed, and you ain't got to worry about having no weed poisoning or your stomach pumped or anything along those lines. You might feel a little bit bugged out and, like, panicked and things like going crazy, but it won't literally. And Curtis probably, you know, you know from, you know, obviously drinking, like, how consuming too much alcohol could actually kill you.
Oh, yeah.
It's lethal. And the other thing I would also add is that of all of them, I've only drank, so I'm not a great, you know, drug guru, but day still young. Alcohol lowers your inhibitions and leads to more bad choices in and of itself. Like, how many guys do you know in college that wouldn't smoke cigarettes? They'd start drinking, and it's like, oh, let me bum a butt off of you. You do make bad decisions. I mean, it does alter your state in a way that you say yes to things you likely wouldn't if you were sober.
Yeah, but every drug does that. I would say that, you know. Okay. But I never heard people OD.
Like weed, it's the Cheetos.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's true.
And people are like crack and coke, you OD off that stuff. Stop.
I have that issue when it comes to when Wiggy has a plate of sliders. And if I have a drink, I say, hey, can I bum a slider off you? Maybe two of them. They do say that the shrooms help if you're dealing, if you're somebody who's dealing with extreme anxiety, because the expectation for your football team was that you were going to make it to the Super Bowl, and your record is 2-6.
Right.
They say it's a good idea to take a lot of shrooms and get over the anxiety and stress that you're feeling about that.
It could help you out.
It could make a huge difference.
I hold myself to a standard of greatness.
Yes, you hold yourself to a standard of greatness. All right, well, we got to take a break. Mm. We're behind. But very interesting topic.
Yeah.
So you'll get to vote on Tuesday on whether the state should start the process of legalizing some of these hallucinogenic mushrooms. And we'll talk to Eliza Dushku about that at 9:20 on today's show. We will finally get to this morning's leads coming up next.